morning. You are tuned to 90.7 WGXC, community supported, public access, free speech, creative airwaves, creative radio. There's not too much like this around here. We are community supported, keep that in mind. Listeners and the programmers and the staff and everybody involved is all one big symbiotic body. So you won't find a lot of programming that you find here anywhere else. It wouldn't be tolerated, first of all, and it would just be laughed at, secondly. And, you know, so this is Zoom. I'm Tyson. It's Monday morning, 11 a.m. It's beautiful out again. It seems like every Monday that I'm here, it's just blue skies and really pretty cloud formations. So this is Zoom, and we're going to take a space trip in my homemade rocket ship. Kind of yesterday's vision of tomorrow, if you will, sort of, kind of. So I am building a rocket ship in my garage out of trash. It's right next to this big, huge half-pipe skate ramp that I'm building that I ran out of money on, so now I'm just using junk. So, okay, I'll be back again later. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. Monday Musical Matinee up at noon. Beautiful show, always tailored to the weather. That's enough. Thank you so much. WGXC 90.7, community supported radio.
Those who are still here, if you are permitted because of My father's kingdom desired to have you stay a while longer, which I don't think is the case. If it were the case, the truth would deteriorate as fast as we depart. It would be in this house. I hope for your sake that at least ponder this, that you go into the privacy of your closet. Your neighbors, your friends, but they will. You will see if you can connect with the purest, highest source that you might consider God. And so, who knows? Is this for real? If it is for me, if it is, then give me the strength. Because as soon as you tell anyone else, they will.
Because find humans even with the potential of leaving the human kingdom in order to go to the kingdom level above human. Now, the startling thing to many is that the kingdom above human is physical. There's some idea that the kingdom above human is spiritual, as if it's limited to being spiritual. It is spiritual in the sense that if you think of mind as synonymous with spirit, and you become something that identifies with your mind instead of the suit of clothes you wear, then it is spiritual, because that becomes your identity. Even if you're in the human world and humans identify with the mind that they have, or the spirit that they have, remember those two are synonymous. If they identify with that mind, then they don't think that they die when the body they're wearing drops. They think that they move into another world. And they move out of the body. Whether they move into another world depends upon whether they're connected or not, or what their information is, or what they're capable of knowing or doing, what they've been willing to learn. Next level, or the evolutionary level above human. Oops, I said that bad word, evolutionary level, because religious people think, evolution, does this mean that we don't believe in creation? That's the most ridiculous thing that someone could think, is that evolution is not a part of creation. That kingdom level created everything that is, or made everything that is, and among those things it made a number of things that advance in an evolutionary progression. So to speak of that level above, we shouldn't be afraid to use the word evolutionary level above. It's not really an evolutionary level above in the creatures here can advance to that kingdom level because they can't. That sounds strange. Well, we can, but they can on their own. The same evolutionary level that created the human kingdom has to come into the human kingdom and offer life to them, has to offer information to them, has to offer substance of mind to them, has to and is thirsty enough for that mind, and finds that they have found a source that is from that level that is in their presence. In their presence, don't forget, it's not a spiritual kingdom. It exists with an identity of mind and spirit, but it is physical bodies in the heavens at night, and life receives physical bodies in the heavens.
Power of your machine.
Move it.
For that line, and that recipient then find that they have found a source that is from that level that is in their presence, physically in their presence. Don't forget, it's not a spiritual kingdom. It exists with an identity of mind or spirit, but it wears physical bodies. You look at the heavens at night, and why do you see physical bodies in the heavens? If it was a spiritual heaven, you wouldn't see any of those bodies. They would all be etheric. But you see those heavenly bodies. You see only a tiny, tiny fraction of those physical bodies in the kingdom of heaven. That doesn't mean that our heavenly Father's kingdom or the kingdom of God or the evolutionary level of that human is anything less because it has physical characteristics. It has all characteristics. Everything that you can talk about came from them, including evil, including the design of everything that can lead you to go astray by, if you listen to the wrong sources. You could say that couldn't possibly be true. There is nothing that is that was not created by the kingdom level above human. And the reason they created everything that there is, including negative options, is so that you could become exactly what you chose to become when you had the opportunity to become it. Now, the only time we have an opportunity to leave the human kingdom and go to the kingdom level above human is when there is a member from that kingdom level incarnate in human form, taking that body and saying to you, I'll tell you about a kingdom level beyond here, and if you want to go there, then you have to follow me because I'm the guy who's got the key at the moment. Whatever representative is sent from that kingdom level and comes into the human kingdom, then that's the representative that has that key, to that kingdom for that period of time. And it requires that you, if you move into that evolutionary kingdom, that you leave behind everything of human ways, human behavior, human ignorance, human misinformation. Long time ago, long before this civilization began, and I don't know how many subsequent times this occurred, that kingdom level had a representative into in a human civilization. And members of a classroom that were in the process of overcoming their human characteristics, some of those members that began to serve in elementary ways for that kingdom level above human, some of them decided that they didn't want to listen to that representative anymore, that they could do the things they wanted to do, and they weren't sure they wanted to get rid of human ways. And so they began to find fault in the representative that was offering them a way out of the human kingdom. Well, you know the story from this. Fallen angels, Lucifer, Satan, a third of the heavens, following a renegade that decided, this world is not for me. I can be my own God, and I don't need that kingdom level. I resent that I cannot be my own individual. I can't lead my own flock. Well, that kingdom level above human left that individual and their following lead their flock, let them do what they wanted to do, and used it for means that could serve a purpose in the design of the next level progression. Of the kingdom they left, they got booted out of, and they want no one to go there. They don't think that it is the only kingdom level. They are resentful. They are in opposition to the real kingdom level above human. Don't forget, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Now, end of age, end of civilization, is the worst time for presences of that level. I mean, of those of the renegade level, those that were students of that level and went renegade. When you read in historical data that there was also a hell, and there is a hell, and the hell is where those evil forces are, you can imagine that part of that hell is planet Earth. When those evil individuals, or those who chose to go awry, those followers of Lucifer, of Satan, when they went awry, they were then booted out of the kingdom level above human and confined to not only planet Earth, but any other planet with this type of gravity and other environments that could serve as a natural environment for a human level. They need a human civilization. They use bodies from human civilization. They make hybrid bodies because they have to continue to live. Don't forget, they had learned what spirit was. They had learned to separate their mind, their spirit, from a human body. And their identity was not lost if they lost a body. They learned to move out of that body without losing their consciousness, even take another body that was prepared for them and invade that body and take it over, and they could sustain the life of it. And for the most part, as far as they are concerned, they are taking advantage of the plants, the human plants, the creatures of this civilization, using them for their own means. While the kingdom level above human is enclosed because of our presence assisting us, and they are enclosed, those aliens, I call them aliens because one way you could speak of them is space aliens, evil space aliens.
Cohen. 7 WGXC. It's approaching the noon hour, which means we get news and then Monday musical matinee. This has been Zoom for the last 50 some minutes. This sloppy painted piece of plywood is called Sanitizing Dissent and Using the Imagination as an Instrument of Conveyance. I don't really think I can fly my palette junk rocket ship to outer space, but it's fun to imagine that I can. And in these dark times, it seems the only thing that really keeps me healthy is my imagination. So I hope you liked my offering. This is the first show of 2015. Lots of cool stuff in store for the year. A few special guests who I haven't even asked yet, but I'm sure that they'll be down with doing it. So we'll be back again next week with another slab of trash for y'all. So stay tuned to 90.7 WGXC. Stay supportive of us. Check out our vast archive. We are something special. It's we with a capital W. Thank you so much. Be back again next week, God willing. See you then. Thank you.
ever.
Thank you.